Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson here with Jeff Thompson from the South Dakota Soybean Association. And just wanted to chat with you. You were one of the last South Dakota people in China before some of this action took place regarding tariffs.
Yeah, I was in there March of 2018 with an essential amino acid trip, you know, with North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota project.
What were some of the things you were working on there? Essential amino acids, but you heard also that China is going to be working on some expanding infrastructure imports in Brazil.
Yeah, one of the buyers that we met with, you know, we met with quite a few different buyers, you know, and it's like, you know, you always hear rumors of that, and you know, when he sits across the table from you and announces that, you know, they're going to Brazil, and he said they looked into the United States a little bit, but you know, ultimately the call was to build it in Brazil, and you know.
That's heart-wrenching. We know they have struggles down there getting product to where it's supposed to go in a timely fashion, so it's heartbreaking to see that China's actually putting money into helping.
Yeah, it's hard to see that, but you know, at the same time, you know, we'd all have our presentation, you know, from our farm and pictures and stuff, and you know, the minute you start bringing up your farm pictures and they see a picture, it might be your dog, it might be the nice flowers around the farm, it really gets their attention, you know, that those relationships are very valuable, and it took a long time to get to that point.
It's important that we get the tariff situation resolved with China fast, isn't it?
Yeah, and even if we get it, when we do finally get something put together, it's still going to take a while to get those markets built back up. It's not going to be instantly back to where they were before. You know, they've gotten along without us for close to a year, and you know, they're, you know, with their swine fever, you know, they're not using the bushels as much either. So they're figuring things out, but hopefully they come back.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of. You're on the United Soybean Export Council too, or you were part of that?
No, I'm not a part of that. I'm just on South Dakota Soybean Association, but you know, through the United States Soybean Export Council, they've been working on a lot of different projects, a lot of different countries. You know, small developing projects. WISH is another program where they're probably the first ones that go into some of these countries and work with the people on their diets. You know, how soy products can increase their protein levels in their diets, you know, so you gotta educate them from the ground floor up, you know, drive the demand, you know, so we can make the sales.
A lot of overseas travel, a lot of one-on-one visits to try to get that relationship there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people have, you know, we invest a lot of time, you know, I think that this soybean gig is kind of like a second job to me that doesn't pay me anything, you know, but I enjoy doing it and helping.
Where is your farm located?
My farm is located just north of Sioux Falls, about 20 miles.
Crops, how are they looking?
I got just a little over half of my crops planted this year. Stuff that's in, you know, it looks good. It has a ways to go. So, yeah.
So you have some fair amount of PP out there that you're taking care of.
Yeah, so never-ending battle to take care of some PP acres. I've got probably 100 acres that I can't get into yet, but at least it's cattails, so... Cattail weed seed doesn't bother me in the dry years, so they can disappear in the dry year.
Very good. Jeff Thompson with the South Dakota Soybean Association. Thank you so much for your time today. Nice to meet you.
Yay, thank you.
With this edition of Inside Agriculture, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Stick around. Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this.